She's at the hotel right now with Grandma. She's 3 years old now. She rules. Little Mavis. Yeah, she rules the school. She loves hotels, which works out really well. I think that she thinks her parents are on a mission to explore every hotel in the world. To, like, just systematically, like, check them off. And she's behind it. She's spearheading that project. Here's a honky-tonk number. Happy New Weekend. It's called Heartache Boulevard.
Thank you.
enough of an approximation of that song last night. I love that song too, and I promise you I'm gonna master it one of these days. Today's not the day. But we have a surprise coming your way, don't worry. Did I just come across as a total jerk? I'm like, I figure you guys know me well enough by now. You know me.
Yeah.
We all go way back. You know when I'm being serious, when I'm meaning to offend. You know. Here's a song I wrote that we put on Sundown over Ghost Town. And this one is a song about the ghost town. It's a true story. It's called Needle. It's called Needle and Thread. Just one horse shot. Sort of an equal opportunity language imbiber. I try to do so in moderation these days. That's a new thing for me. It's about 3 years old. 3 years and 1 month. New. Whatever you're drinking tonight, I want to say cheers to you. Thanks for being here. This is a really lots of fun. Cheers to Egg Williams. This room is so great. And that was our drinking song. There it is. How about the actual drinking song that I have? What was it again? Here's High Shelf Food. All the girls and drink all that high shelf food. Takes place in the Southwest now. This is from Sundown of a Ghost Town.
Thank you.
burned red, consumed by the sunset. I'd be happy disappearing under color. Some desert down there, and you'll say, huh, it's not so bad. Not nearly as bad as that evil Jewel describes it. I think I might exaggerate it a little bit, but then I go back there and it's like, no, I think I kind of got that pretty accurately. It's called Hallelujah Day. Just feels comfortable pushing back. Albert Washington. hot off the press for us. It's a song I've been loving for a long time. This is a Lonnie Johnson tune called Another Night to Cry.
Thank you.
so kind to me throughout all these years and all these songs. Is there anything in particular you want to hear that we know that we haven't played yet that's not around. It's It's heavy. It's not convenient. But man, there's nothing quite like it, right? So we've got quite a few of our records on vinyl now. We're working on getting more of them too, because we need more. We need more weight to carry. Got to break my back a little more. All right, here's the title track to our first record. This is Boundary King.
Thank you.
track to the new blues album because it's our CD release party tonight, and it's super excited about having that out there in the world. Not officially yet, but for you all. So the title track, it's called Downhearted Blues. It's a Bessie Smith tune, and I've been loving Bessie Smith for a while now. She's the reason I took up drinking gin. Probably too young, some might say, because I found it. Yeah, those people were right. But she makes it sound so delicious. You see, she has a million songs where she mentions the word gin. This one, she doesn't ever mention it, but I like this song anyway. Enough to make it the title track. And Jason here is kind enough to play washboard. He's joining us here.
I got
Scruggs tune. And we put this on our Live with the Narrows double CD, also available out there at that sparkling table. I'm working hard for my label here tonight. Some part of your body. No. I know, I'm just at this point in my life where I just like to get a rise out of people. That's where I'm at right now. No, I would love to sign almost anything, and I do hope to chat with you after the show. We'll have a lovely chat. I love you guys. We'll see each other again real soon, I hope. This is called In Love and Love.
Girl, My whole world.
video for this next song. It just was released out into the world today. NPR picked it up, and we got to play it that night. So we got to do that. So this is the Charles Sheffield team. And if you haven't seen the video yet, I recommend it. It's got lots of creepy imagery, which I'm a sucker for. And it's got me trying to dance around and not look awkward and not laugh. You can kind of see that I'm like trying really hard not to just. But and I also kind of didn't know the words to the song. Because I was so busy dancing in air quotes. But it's interesting. This is called "Is Your Voodoo Working?"
But I'm